Switzerland's culinary reputation rests pretty much on chocolate and cheese. Now, one Swiss man says, let us go on to caviar and tropical fruit. Alex Hemlich reports from Geneva.
The mountains in the small town of Frutigen are spotted with traditional A-frame cabins. This tiny town, about 25 miles from the city of Bern, is predominantly a farming and manufacturing town, but it has a valuable resource gushing from nearby: warm mountain water. So what do the Swiss do with 100 liters a second of 68 degree water? They harvest sturgeon caviar.
It is perfect for our fishes. It is clean. We don't need to filter it at all. And it comes all 24 hours a day, around the clock.
That's Samuel Moser, who's creating the $30 million greenhouse / fish farm called the Tropenhaus Project. It means tropical house in German. The water is vital to this project, but it wasn't always that useful. In fact, it was a problem. The Swiss built the world's longest land tunnel last year that cuts straight through the Alps. The millions of gallons of water that seep through the rocks had nowhere to go. Right now, that water is collected, chilled, and drained to nearby rivers. If they didn't spend the time, money, and energy cooling it, the water could destroy the river's ecosystem. So now, Peter Hochschmid, the tunnel's chief architect, has come up with a new, natural way to cool it.
During my career, I was also working in Russia. I got to know the sturgeon and the caviar, so this brought me to the idea to look into the possibility of using a sturgeon.
The water gets recirculated through about a dozen shallow pools until it's cool enough to go into the rivers. But in the meantime, it makes for good sturgeon growing. It'll take about 5 years for the fish to mature. That's about half the time of sturgeon in the wild. Moser hopes to produce 2 to 3 tons of caviar a year. But it's not all about quantity.
We want to sell our caviar to the Russian people, and thanks to the fact that we have the longer the more Russian tourists in Switzerland, we will try hard to sell souvenirs from Switzerland in form of caviar to these Russian tourists. So they will bring it back to Moscow and say, look, this is Swiss quality caviar.
Tropenhaus will also produce 40 to 50 tons of sturgeon meat a year. And if caviar isn't enough, the warm water will be pumped into a greenhouse in which Moser hopes to grow bananas, mangoes, and papayas, right here in the middle of the Swiss countryside. So, in a couple of years, tourists to Switzerland might have something else to put on their must-have list: a cuckoo clock, a watch, and some Swiss-raised caviar. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick in Geneva.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.